News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Gardaí must be provided with state financial assistance to allow them to purchase homes in the current housing crisis, rank and file officers will tell the government this week. It's the annual conference of the GRA, the one that the boss of the Gardaí is not being invited to. But members will debate a motion to call on the government to introduce an enhanced scheme which will allow Gardaí to purchase homes using state assistance. Under the proposal, Ciara, if a frontline Garda was attempting to buy a home, the state government would provide a percentage of the purchase price. The state would continue to own a share of the property until the Garda completed an agreed term of service. At that point, the state share of the property would be transferred to the Garda. What do you think?
I have no problem with this. I think elsewhere around the world in other countries, there are housing supports for key workers. And by key workers, I mean people like, I do mean guards, I do mean nurses, I do mean teachers, people whom we absolutely need, who are on moderate wages. They're not in low wages, but they're on moderate wages. But so they don't qualify for necessarily social or affordable housing or things like that. But we need them, and they can't afford the likes of Dublin, and we can't put teachers in our schools in Dublin, and we can't get guards to move to areas and all of that. So I don't have an issue with this. I think this is sensible and is not beyond the wit of man, despite the fact that I imagine that if this scheme was brought in, every dog and divil in the country would suggest that they were a key worker. But I think there should be a very limited, prescribed group of people. And for them, yes, I do believe in supports. I don't think this is a bad idea at all.
Yeah, I'm not impressed with it as an idea. First of all, there is such a scheme. There's exactly the kind of scheme they're talking about, the first home scheme, the shared equity scheme, where the government pay up to 30% of your home. There's also the help to buy scheme. There's 100 grand. Basically, you can get grants and help of up to 100 grand to buy a home. I actually think the problem with the housing issue is not the lack of such schemes. I'm not sure those schemes even work. I think they help just to drive the price up. So I'm not in favour of those schemes generally. The other issue I would have is in categorising what is a key worker. Like, is a surely a bus driver would be a key worker?
No.
Why not? Because no public transport. There's a real shortage of bus drivers.
I think
electricians, plumbers, construction workers.
This is exactly why it won't work. Because everybody would
so
be.
So you have a hierarchy.
Me, yes.
Exactly, you have a hierarchy.
Yes,
but we need to build houses. Why wouldn't construction workers be in there? This is the problem with this. Like, who decides what's a key worker and what isn't a key worker?
I think there should be a small select group of key workers that we support. And I think, as I say, they include things like guards, nurses, teachers.
But not bus drivers.
No.
But so the public transport system could potentially collapse.
Listen, all I am saying is that you cannot make every worker has some value. Retail workers have a value to our economy and our society. Every worker has a value to our... But I think there are certain key workers, and I think they are readily identifiable.
But that's just your...
That's my opinion.
That's just your opinion. Like, how do you decide? Who decides on that?
This happens all over the world.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. If you go to Australia, when they keep a quarter of certain housing developments
for public service workers,
for
isn't
key
it?
Workers, and they are things like police
and nurses. I think
it's
public service, is it?
And they have a prescribed group of people, and I think that's okay. They have if they're building, say, four apartment blocks, one goes to social and affordable, one goes to key workers, two go to private people who are going to purchase it. I don't think that's
so
unreasonable.
Potentially, you could have a situation. I'm sorry, I'm not knocking guards at all, but just for the case of this, you could have two guards married together who are senior Gardaí who get the scheme, and you could have a bus driver who doesn't get it. That doesn't sound very fair to me.
If you're going to go down into the minutiae and the granular detail
that's what you have to do, surely, no?
Yeah, but if the idea is supporting guards and nurses and teachers and things to live in places that are expensive like Dublin, where we need them, we can't actually fill our classrooms with teachers in Dublin. I think this is a good idea, and I have no problem saying who is a key worker and who isn't. And I think we tie ourselves in knots in this country over everything and we can't take a decision to save our lives. Let us know what you think. Guards getting some kind of a foot up. This is what they're calling for at the GRA conference on the housing market.
Another shared equity scheme.
Is that a good idea? Is that not a good idea? Shane Coleman clearly thinks it isn't. I think it is. 087 1400 106 is the